A death row inmate from Livingston, Robert Roberson, has filed a new appeal more than 20 years after he was convicted of killing his 2-year-old daughter, Nikki Roberson. In his original trial, prosecutors argued that Roberson gave Nikki shaken baby syndrome from abuse, but Roberson has maintained his innocence for the past 2 decades. Now, medical experts claim Nikki died from natural causes, not from being shaken as prosecutors claimed. This appeal comes just months after a similar shaken baby case was overturned by a Dallas court. I spoke to Jennifer Roberson, who is Robert's sister-in-law, about the future of this case, and she told me that this case is about more than just having Robert's conviction overturned. It's about getting the truth on public record and proving his innocence.
At the very least, what we're asking for is a new trial. He didn't have a fair trial in 2003. He did not have an attorney that was even on his side back then. I really think we have a good chance this time. We all know he's innocent, and there's just so much proof showing he's innocent. And they're not asking, hey, let him walk out today. We want a new trial. We want to show what we have.
Roberson was scheduled to be executed all the way back in October following years of appeals. Texas state lawmakers intervened just 2 hours before a scheduled execution, and now a new date has not yet been set. Gretchen Sween is one of Roberson's lead attorneys, and she continues to maintain that Nikki's true cause of death was due to a combination of factors, including an illness she was suffering from prior to her death.
That Nikki's lungs were highly diseased. She had 2 different kinds of pneumonia ravishing her lungs. And she had been extremely sick the whole week before, and Robert had taken her to the doctor, taken her to the pediatrician.
Reporting for the Patriot Talon, I'm Jude Ratcliffe.